This is What Was Wild Around the League. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Well, you're about to get a slew of firings. What do they call this? Black Monday, Kenny, in the NFL. And Doug Peterson earlier today.
January 6th.
That's what some people call every day in their lives. We did get a firing quickly yesterday.
Hell of a Monday morning.
Immediately after the Patriots game, Jerod Mayo, one of their own, is gone. So the Patriots, of all teams, are going to have three coaches in 3 years. They defeated the Buffalo Bills yesterday, 23-16. And to me, what was wild about this game was you figured this was a quintessential tank job. The problem was the Bills didn't really seem to care about the game, right? Did they have no chance, Owen, at the number one spot?
No, it'd been locked up. That's why nobody played for Kansas City.
Yeah, nobody played for Kansas City either.
That's one of the reasons why.
Which messed with the whole day. We'll get to that on what a garbage day yesterday was.
Bad day.
In the NFL. But yesterday, the Patriots win the game with Joe Milton III throwing 29 passes. He
Uncle Milton
threw for 241 yards, and they fired the coach. So yeah, my question was, they dropped. They could have had the number one overall pick. They instead end up dropping because of this to number three, right?
Four.
Oh, they're
right
four?
The picture I saw last night was four, but that could change. I don't know.
Is there a way they could have made sure that Mayo could not have won that game and crushed their draft hopes? Because some people in New England are fired up about winning that football game.
Good. I'm glad.
I don't want
them to have nice things.
I know you have been against tanking, but that seemed like a must-lose no-brainer.
I am against tanking in the sense of I just don't like to just for professional teams to come out and admit that they're losing. I will reap the rewards of it. Like, if they would have beat the Dolphins, I wouldn't have been mad that they'd beaten the Dolphins. I would have been mad that they beat the Ravens.
No, I would have been mad.
I would have been surprised, considering they've done what they could to not beat those teams. I would have been surprised about it, but I wouldn't have been mad about it. No, because, hell, I mean, all these calls we're getting, people don't want to take a quarterback. And I'm going, guys, the higher up you go, you're going to take a quarterback. Just get used to find one of the two quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, and figure out which one you'd be more comfortable with.
Or the higher you go, the more you get for trading down. Potentially.
Okay, sure. But they're going to take quarterback.
Do you think Vrabel is the guy for the New England Patriots?
Yeah. Yes. I think you remember when Freddie Kitchens got hired and people made a big deal that the Haslams were not on the podium when they made the hire, when they announced the hire, right? A lot of people noticed that Jonathan Kraft was not up there when Jerod Mayo was hired. And there is dissension within the ranks of that family right now. Between father and son and how to run a franchise.
It is fun watching them watch games. They always have the cameras on them during the games. You can read lips. Go ahead, Mitch.
Mitch's wild thing.
Well, staying in the AFC East, the Miami Dolphins season came to a close yesterday, losing to the Jets 32-20. And afterwards, Tariq Hill seemingly looking to take his talents out of South Beach. Audio courtesy of Omar Kelly on X.
I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here or if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like, I'm out, bro. It was great playing here, but, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for my career and what's best because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just.
Goodbye.
Well, when you think
I'm not surprised by the honesty. Well, go back to Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes will get the best out of him, wouldn't he? What's the matter?
How good is Tyreek Hill right now?
Not as good as he once was, but he's as good once.
He had
as he has ever no, was. No, RIP.
He had 959 yards, only 6 touchdowns, and had like one big play early in the season. Think 80-yard play of some sort. And then that was it. It was none of the electric plays. So the question now is, what kind of team would even want Tyreek Hill? What kind of team? Because he still can be explosive. He just didn't show it really much this year.
Yeah, if he has a quarterback with a big arm, he's going to be fine. because all they have to do is throw it as deep as they can, and he's going to run under it.
Mm-hmm. 30 years old.
That's usually when they do reach a certain line. But, yeah, I think their window right now is closed. The Dolphins' window as currently compiled are closed. Now you have to figure out if Tua is – I know you just signed him, whether or not he's a long-term answer for you. I would say, yeah, in so many ways of the thought of, is he going to compete with Mahomes or Allen? No. Burrow, probably not. But – is he going to be able to keep your head above water? Yeah, he's a good point guard. He's a good point guard quarterback.
Yeah, Tua played in 11 games this year.
Owen's Wild Thing.
All right, guys. It was Tampa Bay. It was New Orleans. It was on Fox yesterday. So I watched the whole thing. But it went a little crazy at the end because Mike Evans needed 5 yards to get to 1,000 and get a huge bonus. 2-minute warning. They come out of it. The Bucs have the ball. They've got a 2-point lead, I believe, at the time. 1-point lead, sorry, at the time. And they end up handing the ball off, going around the end, and instead of sliding down, taking the knee, and finishing the game there, they scored a touchdown, which was horrible because they gave New Orleans a chance to come back, but New Orleans couldn't do anything with it. So the Bucs got the ball with 36 seconds left, the division sewn up. You know, it's an 8-point game, so a pick six with a 2-point conversion could tied ruin up your season. Mm-hmm. But 36 seconds left, Todd Bowles decided that he was going to go get that 1,000 yards for Mike Evans, help him get his $3 million bonus, and tie Jerry Rice. This is Todd Bowles after the game on what he was thinking.
He was awfully close. It was a matter of what kind of pass we were going to throw, and I didn't want an interception. We talked about screens and slant and knew they were going to double him and motion him over, getting him open, and did a good job getting him. He's earned it. He's done everything for this organization and this team, and we're happy for him. It was a sigh of relief that we didn't turn it over.
Was he looking up to the owner's box looking for the thumbs up or thumbs down on whether they should run this play and get Mike Evans the $3 million?
That's a huge incentive.
I mean, a lot of them. Cortland Sutton needed like 86 yards to get $500,000.
Yeah.
This is $3 million is huge.
What would Kyle Van Noy made like an extra $800,000 or something like that against the Browns.
I said that was all yesterday was about, were guys hitting their incentives. What would the Buccaneers have done had the Saints rolled over 7 guys to him?
You can't turn the ball over.
It's Baker. He leads the NFL in interceptions.
And that game was chippy.
He has 41 touchdowns, though.
So that game was chippy the whole time.
Yeah, and Baker struggled until the fourth quarter where he was on it. He was awesome in the fourth quarter. Scrambles, dime throws in the end zones.
He was cussing people out.
Boy, I can't wait to see Baker in the playoffs. I cannot wait. Last year, he got
Sunday
got
night.
A win. Ooh, I know. I know.
Wait all that time.
You can stay up for it?
Yeah, why not?
Kenny?
Ken's Wild Thing.
It was a bad night for Browns fans. You probably didn't even realize it because last night when Sam Darnold goes 18 of 41 for 166 yards and a 31-9 drubbing to a team that has lost everybody. They're playing Alex Karras right now. Alex Karras died years ago, guys. That's,
yeah, I know.
But he's a former Lion. Once a Lion, always a Lion. They're not giving up J.J. McCarthy. You're not making it. The people who said, well, maybe we could trade for J.J. Nope, you're not. I don't think they're giving up Sam Darnold. I would probably sign Sam Darnold to some sort of a nice contract and just hold on to J.J. McCarthy. Nothing says you need to move on from J.J. McCarthy or move to him. But last night was just like, yep, no one's getting fooled here. They're going to hold on to this guy. Has 166 yards when the lights are bright. Sunday night football, number one on the line. To have that type of performance, not very great. Jared Goff wasn't exactly overwhelming, but...
No, he was a good... In fact, he got the benefit of the doubt on what could have been a terrible intentional grounding. Mm-hmm. He had his issues. What does this mean, though? What if Darnold has another bad game in the playoffs? Are they open for business again?
Do I have to root for Sam Darnold to fail in the playoffs?
Because to get him!
Would I be open for business to bring him in?
Ponder that.
What was wild around the league. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
Between a rock and a hard place.